في ليلة من الليالي لست أدري ما تراني ظلمة تمر بي يا رب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to part 10 of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. Today's is titled Projections. When a person has uncomfortable thoughts or feelings, they may project these onto other people and assign the thoughts or feelings that they need to repress to a convenient alternative target. Projections are of many types, and today we are going to talk about neurotic projections, where you perceive others as operating in ways one unconsciously finds objectionable in yourself. And these types of neurotic projections turn moral anxiety into reality anxiety and makes it easier to deal with. So you look at the haters of the world, you look at the Islamophobes of the world, if they are murderers, if they are warmongers, if they seek global domination via unjust means, they then project that onto Islam and onto Muslims. Allah, on the other hand, asks us to remain faith positive. Allah tells us, Ana inna abdi zanni bi, I deal with you according to your expectations of me. So if you have a complementary projection of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn deals with you in a complementary manner. If you have a neurotic projection towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with you in a like manner. Now this can be explained via an example as well. If you're looking at the Quran Kareem and you feel that, and you're just looking for negative things, you're looking for signs of violence, you're looking for signs of brutality, you're looking for signs of inequality, then you are going to find it. But if you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything for a reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands certain things, etc., then that is going to serve us in a complementary example, a complementary way as well. The example I'm going to use today is of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Queen Bilqis, the ruler of Yemen. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was on an expedition from Baitul Maqdis to Yemen. And at one stage, the army requests water, and there was no water in sight. The soldiers were extremely thirsty. So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam ordered all the species of birds to form their rows for an inspection. And the reason why he got all the birds there was he wanted to issue a command to the bird Hudhud. And that bird, some say, was a woodpecker, others say it was a hoopoe. And this is explained in ayah in Surah Naml. Nonetheless, Nabi Sulaiman is looking for the bird, and the reason why he's looking for the bird is because that bird had an inherent ability to locate water. No matter how deep water could have been underground, Hudhud used to fly up into the air and from any height detect the presence of water, then descend to the ground and then indicate the location with its beak. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam used to then order the jinnat, who had been made subservient to him by Allah Ta'ala, to dig for the water, and in that manner fountains and streams would be able to form. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is looking for Hudhud amongst all the species and in the ranks of the birds, and he's getting more annoyed. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam threatens to slay the Hudhud or punish him severely if he doesn't present a viable excuse for his absence. Now if you've seen a little hoopoe or you've seen a woodpecker, you probably, if you're having it from a negative projection, you're thinking, why was Sulaiman alayhi salam being so brutal? It was such a tiny little bird. Why did he need to punish this bird with severe punishment? Like the Quran says that لَوْعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, I will punish him with a severe punishment, or I will slaughter him if he doesn't come forward with a good excuse. Negative projection, you're looking at it from all the negative ways. But positive projection, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was teaching all of his army that when they've been assigned a task, they had to become reliable in that. They had to value themselves and the task that they owed to others. Sulaiman alayhi salam was teaching the army that punctuality was very, very important. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam knew that if they didn't find water, winter, the entire army would become dehydrated. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, of course I will excuse him if he comes to me bi sultanin mubin, with a valid excuse. So never look at things negatively when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never look at the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negatively. Allah is al-hakim. There's always a reason for that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability inshaAllah to have positive projections when it comes to our expectations of Him. Until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.